The Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest is coming back August 11th. The clock is ticking. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, we will get you all of those details. You could certainly go to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com, and it's all happening at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, noon to 4:30 p.m., thanks to Brown Roofing and, of course, Connoisseur Media. This is our second year of hosting this event, and we are so happy because we have a lot of great vendors who are part of this incredible, successful, the largest Pizza and Brew Fest in the state of Connecticut event that we get to be a part of. And so we wanted to take the time over the next couple of weeks, really highlight some of the pizza and I would say beer gardens, the pizza trucks and the beer gardens that are going to be part of this event. And this was actually one that is near and dear to my producer's heart. Bad Sons Brewery is joining us now. And we're so glad to have Mark DeSilva here, the owner of Bad Sons, on WICC. Mark, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Mark. Tell us, first of all, about Bad Sons. Where are you located? What are you known for?
So Bad Sons is located in Derby, on Route 34 in Derby. We are known for the building, obviously, because it's an old Kellogg's building, 22,000-square-foot building, built in 1894 that we rehabbed. And our double IPAs, we have a bunch of gold medals in the New England double IPA category. And now we're starting to work on a lot on some lagers, some nice, easy drinking lagers for everybody.
So your building, I have to confess to you, Mark, it is one of my favorite buildings. First of all, you stand out in the best way. You cannot miss this when you're going down that stretch in Derby.
Can't miss it.
You can't miss it. And it's so intriguing. I mean, I love it when my dog goes for his vet appointments in Newtown. And so I pass you guys at least once a month. And so you stand out immediately. So I know this was something that stood out for us. My husband is Irish, so he loves you guys.
appreciate it.
He loves you guys. Tell us a little bit about the history of Bad Sons. How did you get started? Because we know the brewing industry has really gained popularity in Connecticut, in the Northeast. Yeah. I mean, tell us a little bit about what got you started.
So in 1996, my brother and I started Southport Brewing Company. We ended up opening five locations throughout the state. They were brew pubs, and we were the first ones to really do that in the state, was to open up big brewery restaurants. We did that for 20 years, and believe it or not, during that time, this building came to my attention, the one I'm in now. So it took me almost 15 years to purchase this building from the second owners, which were the Manger family. They kept on, they kept their business running until it was perfect timing, actually, because my 20-year lease came up in Southport, and we were renegotiating to go to market value, and then this building came up for sale, and so I ended up within a month closing down Southport, selling all the equipment, buying this building, and buying a whole new production system for here, and rebranded as Bad Sons, which was a name that we've always wanted to use in the brewery business.
Okay, now wait a minute.
That happened in 2017.
Okay, Mark, I knew that I loved you, and I think I told you just a couple minutes ago how much we liked you.
Sure,
so you and your brother are the creator of SBC?
Correct. Yes, we started that. I was 25. My brother was 26.
Are you joking? You're the OG SBC. Okay, stop it right now. Okay, my son, my 6-year-old, no joke, he will not eat anywhere else except for SBC in Milford.
I appreciate that.
We appreciate you. Are you joking me? Trying to go out to dinner with a 4, 5, and 6-year-old. I mean, the last three, that is, we live at your SBC in Milford. I used to go to the one in Southport before it closed.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate you guys coming to us.
That
building was the only, I'm sorry, that was one of two of the buildings that we owned as SBC. And we kept that one as the SBC because we were so entrenched in Milford as SBC. So we just basically went from being a brewery into just being, the SBC restaurant and basically a beer bar, a true craft beer bar there.
I'm not joking, Mark. They're probably going to get mad at me. My bosses are going to be like, Melissa, don't freak out. Can I get your autograph? Can you write something for Chase? I'm not even joking. He's obsessed.
It's funny.
I'm not even joking, Mark. You think I'm
no problem.
He is obsessed.
No problem.
Oh, my producer's laughing because he knows that we live at SBC. Good grief.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I think
goodness.
You'll be one of two people that have asked. The other one was just for me to write a check.
Oh, okay. Well, no. You certainly don't have to send us money, but my gosh, my husband's going to crack up when I tell him that I interviewed you today because that's so
very cool.
Funny. Amazing. Amazing stuff.
Very cool. I really like that. That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. It totally is. Again, we have Mark DeSilva cool. here, who's the owner of Bad Sons Brewery, and I didn't realize also the original creator with his brother of Southport Brewing Company, if you're familiar with them. Amazing, amazing stuff. You know, so tell us why you wanted to be part of the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. Why did you want to be a part of it?
I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, it's the best pizza in the country and some of the best breweries in the country. And they were all coming together in one spot at the amphitheater, which is probably one of the best venues I've ever gone to see a show. So it's like, you know, it's a triple play right there for us. So
that's
I love it. I love that place.
The best of the best
and
of
some
the best.
Of the, and some of the, you know, and we, so I was there last year. Last year was phenomenal. Even though it rained, there was like 2,500 people there.
Yeah.
People didn't care about the rain. It was, it actually made it a little bit more fun because, you know, when you're out there, you know, drinking in the rain and eating pizza and everything and the music's playing, it's just like, I mean, how could you beat a Sunday like that?
I mean, you can't. And I mean, also, we took our son to it last year because I was running it and my husband had him. And it's certainly for the kids, they love the rain. Are you kidding?
They
pizza
love the
in the rain.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
So it was a
can't
great combination. It. Yeah, rain or shine. It's a fantastic festival. I'm so glad that you are a part of it. If people want to visit your location, certainly they should come and visit you when you're at a part of the festival on August 11th. But if they wanted to come and see you guys, do you have a website or any information?
Yeah, it's badsons.com. And just come to the brewery. I mean, we're very easy to get to. We're right off of Route 8. It's very easy to get to. We have a ton. I mean, the building, like I said, is 22,000 square foot building. We have a huge outside area with fire pits. Always have great live music, big tap room, and tons of parking. We're dog friendly, kid friendly. You know, just we're a big family place. We opened, my brother and I, you know, when we opened this place, it was our motto was just have fun. You know, we've been doing this for so long. It's time for us to just start having fun doing it.
Yeah, I love it. Well, again, it is Bad Sons Brewery, and they are one of the beer gardens being featured for our annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. If you want to get tickets or learn more, certainly go online to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. Mark, I can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah, it'd be great. I can't wait either. It's going to be fun.
I was already really excited, but I mean, my God, you are literally a local celebrity in the Sheck House. This is crazy.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you are. Funny. Are you kidding me? I'm about to become the coolest mother of a six-year-old in Connecticut.
Now
in a few
that's
minutes.
Cool. I love that.
Right?
I will definitely help you with that. That'll be great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you have no idea. Yeah. You just upped my mom status so hard, my
there
friend.
You go.
So thank you.
You got some street cred now. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and it's hard. It's little guys. They'll tell you like this.
You're not kidding.
Whew.
I went through it. Mine are 21 and 22 now, so I already went through that a long time ago.
God bless you.
So,
all right. Well, I appreciate all the help I can get. Thank you so much, Mark DeSilva.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Again, the owner of Bad Sons Brewery and one of the many talented brewers who are going to be featured for our Connecticut, our annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. If you want to get your tickets, now's the time to do it. Go online, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com.